Blackstone Audio presents The Bear Who Lived at the Plaza by Ward Morehouse III. Read by Nat Segaloff. Dedication. For my wife, Catherine Boynton, with my love, Ward. And for Will, my son, with love, Dad. Preface. This appeared in the first edition of Plaza magazine. Anna, my Hungarian nanny, speaking into the gilt and ivory phone by the front desk of the Plaza Hotel, asked for Mr. Morehouse, please. Age 5, I was by her side in a blue serge suit with short pants. Hello, boomed a voice with a distinctive southern accent on the other end of the phone. It belonged to Ward Morehouse, Savannah-born drama critic and columnist for the New York World Telegram and Sun, and for many years a Plaza resident. He was also my father, and although my parents were divorced, I was making one of my countless weekend trips to visit him in the huge castle on Central Park, which I learned later was the most famous hotel in the world. "It's Anna and Wardy, Mr. Morehouse," Anna said. "Hiya, Anna. Come on up," he said. My father and stepmother, Rebecca Morehouse, a Time correspondent, lived in Suite 600 to 661, which was a large, enormous it seemed to me then, one-bedroom suite with a small kitchen and, for a short while, believe it or not, a real live bear the size of a small Scotty. Today my father had a special treat. He went into the bedroom and asked me to wait in the living room. 2 minutes later he growled, "Come in!" I gingerly opened the door, and he leapt out of the bed in his blue serge suit, wearing a wolf mask and growling. I turned heel and ran for it, ecstatically laughing. Animals, real and imagined, were very much a part of my father's life at the Plaza. He once brought me a lion cub from Johannesburg, South Africa, we called Joburg, and my mother, a former Broadway actress, talked about being given a real white fox when she lived there. Then there was the aforementioned bear, which he bought from the Boom Vanet Company in Bangkok, Thailand, for $35. Soon the bear went to live on a farm in Georgia, and eventually had a long life with the Ringling Brothers Circus. On a typical Saturday, my father still had some work to do, so to keep me busy, he encouraged me to order room service. I loved soup in the gleaming silver bowls, and the sandwiches and chips and Coke that Anna also got me sometimes. His work was interviewing stars appearing on Broadway for his column called Broadway After Dark, which I later adopted as the name of my own theater column. My father interviewed a steady stream of stars at the Plaza, including a glamorous, dark-haired young lady named Audrey Hepburn, talking about her show Gigi at Broadway's Fulton Theater. Oh, I thought I was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?